Reasons and benefits of an additional nationality. Freedom, internationalization, life insurance, and more. Here are 11 reasons for you to think about getting a second passport. Take action and get this political life insurance and means of internationalization. We've seen the hidden but real dangers of only having one passport for international travel and identity. In contrast, I'd like us to consider the benefits of having a second, and, why not, a third citizenship, in other words, the benefits of being a global citizen. The most obvious benefit of having a second citizenship is that it stops a government from putting you under house arrest by taking away your passport or refusing to give you a new one or renew the one you already have. The less obvious benefit of having a second passport is that you are now a citizen of another country, which allows you to live, travel, maintain bank accounts, invest, do business, have fun, and plan your future. No matter where a person lives now, they can benefit greatly from the freedom, diversification, and opportunities that come with having a second passport. Consider the following compelling reasons for obtaining a second passport. Arguments for and rewards of obtaining an additional passport. Freedom. Getting a second passport is the first and most important step to becoming less dependent on the government. This makes it much harder for the government to control a person's future. Internationalization. You can keep bank accounts, hold physical gold, start businesses, and live your life as a citizen of another country if you have a second passport. This makes your life and assets international. It comes the closest to having two identities. A fuller life. Having a second home frees you from the economic consequences of bad governments, citizen insecurity, unfavorable political climates, persecutions, unfavorable weather, do you suffer in winter or summer, and so on. You would have another home that is just as legitimate as the one where you were born, and you would be treated just as well. Think about the quality of life, medical care, clean air, a better climate for your health or taste, food, access to a better education, and so on as some of the other benefits of having a second passport. Financial considerations. If you are of Venezuelan nationality, for example, the doors of international banking are practically closed in front of you. But if you are an American, the same doors will also be closed for you, thanks to the implications of arrogant gringo laws like FATCA. A second passport would be the magical open sesame that would open them wide. Geopolitical reasons. It is easier to be from another country when you go to a place or country where one of your nationalities is not well-liked or welcome. You don't want to be European in Syria or Russian in Ukraine. But we haven't heard of Peruvians or Vietnamese being held hostage in plane hijackings or other hostage situations. International mobility is possible. In another article, we discussed the benefits of one passport over another for visa-free travel. A perfect second passport will grant you visa-free entry to more countries than before. Argentina, for example, has one of the easiest passports to get. It lets you into 129 countries, including some in Latin America and Europe, without a visa, 41 countries with visas on arrival, and 3 countries with electronic travel authorization. Individual dignity. Due to bad economic conditions in their home countries, which are often caused by the geniuses who run their governments, many people are forced to leave. Because of this, millions of people still live without papers or as refugees, and they are often shunned or looked down upon. The countries they move to treat them as second or third-class citizens. If you get a second passport early enough, you can be sure that you and your family will be able to live with dignity if you need to move to a better place. Political life insurance. There may come a time when the police, a powerful person, or a group of criminals do not like you. Political persecution is common in almost every country. If you have a second passport, you can simply board the first plane or bus out of the danger zone and settle into your second home. A sensible person understands that a passport represents much more than a person's place of birth. It is a forced contract of submission to the rules of the issuing government. Even those that are beneficial to you can be changed arbitrarily over time. Are you willing to be conscripted and sent to a war you oppose, or to give up 75% of your wealth to save the homeland? Taxes. If you live in a high-tax country, taxes may be your main reason for getting a second passport. With the right planning, you can also use your second home to create business and financial opportunities. Consider Paraguay, for example, which has an excellent and appealing tax rate of 10% income tax and 5 to 10% VAT. Your investments will be safeguarded. With globalization came the need for countries to secure consistent flows of foreign investment. Many countries had to adapt or change their laws in order to provide foreign investors with guarantees and fair treatment. That's how investment promotion and protection treaties, IPPAs, were made to go along with free trade agreements, FTAs. In the absence of such IPPAs, there would be no guarantees against a variety of actions that local governments may take against the investors, their companies, and funds. And I'm not just talking about direct expropriation, I'm also talking about the indirect one, which occurs through measures or regulations that have the same effects as expropriation. If you get a second passport early enough, you can be sure that you and your family will be able to live with dignity if you need to move to a better place. Political life insurance. There may come a time when the police, a powerful person, or a group of criminals do not like you. Political persecution is common in almost every country. If you have a second passport, you can simply board the first plane or bus out of the danger zone and settle into your second home. A sensible person understands that a passport represents much more than a person's place of birth. It is a forced contract of submission to the rules of the issuing government. Even those that are beneficial to you can be changed arbitrarily over time. Are you willing to be conscripted and sent to a war you oppose, or to give up 75% of your wealth to save the homeland? Taxes. If you live in a high-tax country, taxes may be your main reason for getting a second passport. With the right planning, you can also use your second home to create business and financial opportunities. Consider Paraguay, for example, which has an excellent and appealing tax rate of 10% income tax and 5 to 10% VAT. Your investments will be safeguarded. With globalization came the need for countries to secure consistent flows of foreign investment. Many countries had to adapt or change their laws in order to provide foreign investors with guarantees and fair treatment. That's how investment promotion and protection treaties, IPPAs, were made to go along with free trade agreements, FTAs. In the absence of such IPPAs, there would be no guarantees against a variety of actions that local governments may take against the investors, their companies, and funds. And I'm not just talking about direct expropriation, I'm also talking about the indirect one, which occurs through measures or regulations that have the same effects as expropriation. You can find out which ones they are by clicking on the plus sign. Ancestry and legacy. Your descendants will be able to enjoy the financial, political, and educational diversity that comes with a second and third passport for generations to come because you can give them to your children, who can then give them to their children. Is it simple? Perhaps not, but it is doable. Economical? Perhaps not, but it is necessary. And as you go, you can count on my CBS to look at your options and help you make the right decisions. Stay on track and reach your goals. At my CBS, we provide you with provocative readings and insights that will help you discern current times and events. Premium members will also find viable ways to obtain second homes and tax planning mechanisms that go through the internationalization of their affairs. Take the first step toward your independence by becoming a premium member of my intelligence service. It will mark a turning point in your future. Cheers to your freedom. Victor Tapia. Offshore intelligence at your service. International structuring. Second residency and/or passport. Offshore bank accounts. Strategic investments. End of the article.